Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome, everybody, to Redacted on this Tuesday. So great to see you. This is September 10th. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And on this show, we cover the stories the mainstream media largely ignores, the corporate media. And there's a lot of stories we're covering today. Remember, though, we are still covering our week-long special on 9/11 and the truth behind 9/11, honoring the victims of 9/11 by telling the truth about what happened that day, because it's been a total cover-up. And we're going to dive deep into this today. Remember, after today's live show, if you're watching us on YouTube, there's a special feature. It sometimes works, it sometimes doesn't, where it will actually redirect you to a lot, to an interview that we've done with Kevin Ryan, specifically on the failure of America's air traffic system that day and air defense system and the mystery and the cover-up surrounding that. So that will play after today's live show. Rumble doesn't have that feature, but just so you know, after today's live show, come on over and watch that stream. We're also going to publish it on Rumble simultaneously, so you should be able to catch it there as well. Yeah. And what else? Oh, my God. We got a debate.
Yes. Debate night. We're going to be live. Well, Clayton is tonight because we just can't help ourselves. It's a high stakes debate. You guys, are you on tenterhooks? I am. I'm seeing it in my dreams. I'm obsessed with it. We also have Matt Taibbi just posted a drinking game if you'd like to participate. So Redacted will be back to cover that at length.
Right. So just to be clear, it's a part of our Redacted Plus members. So if you're a Redacted Plus member, that will be live tonight on our Redacted Plus Locals channel. Just go to redacted.inc. So we're going to be streaming live during the debate tonight. So come join us. We're going to start at, 8:30 Eastern time. That's when we'll start. The debate actually starts at 9 p.m. So come join. David's going to be there as well. We're going to hang out tonight and watch the debate live and have live reaction on our Redacted Plus community. So if you're a member, come on over there.
It's going to be entertaining because so much of her public speaking is just pointing at people and laughing as if it's a constant inside joke,
right,
and cackling. But she hates Donald Trump so much that there's nothing to cackle at. So she just sort of nonsensically cackles. What are we all going to get from that, right? It's a disadvantage to the voters. So anyway, we're not going to talk about that anymore.
Point and laugh fest.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be
you. Hey, Philip, I see you. That's her whole shtick.
We're going to talk about that tonight. So we'll have the live debate coverage tonight at 8:30 Eastern time. Join us there. And we're also going to look at human trafficking and a huge story out of Tennessee that the mainstream media is ignoring. We're going to talk about that. Plus, Lockheed Martin.
Right. Taxpayers have spent $37 million to pay Lockheed Martin to survey us. It's a weapon of mass surveillance. They say it is. What is it for? It's to weed out deep fakes. That's what it's for. We're a little worried about what they'll actually use it for. Plus, Victoria Nuland, Death Eater, has admitted that they did sabotage peace deal in Ukraine. And we're going to talk about all the blood that is on the hands of all of the neocons that are currently at play at the war in Ukraine.
All right. So we've got a lot of news to get to. And then we're also going to deep dive the 9/11 Commission report and what all of the lies are in there today. So we've got a busy September 10th for you. We're going to get to all of that. But first,
we want to tell you about our friends over at HelloFresh, because boy, does this help our family. We have 3 athletes in our house. We work full time. The kids are in school full time. We don't have time to be creative when it comes to meal planning. And we don't have a ton of time to shop as well. That's why we use HelloFresh in our family, because you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. So you can skip the grocery store and count on HelloFresh HelloFresh to make home cooking fun and affordable. And in our family, we have several favorites now, things that maybe the kids don't like as much. We can weed out and say, well, we may not want that one again. So we get to try new things. And my daughter, after a long cross-country practice, came home and said, you know, I'm just so happy to have this proper meal of food.
And I cooked it, and that made me happy.
Clayton's night to prepare the HelloFresh. And yeah, it was heartwarming. Also, it was nutritious, and you know, and we are really committed to eating dinner as a family every night. And so sometimes we eat at 4 because we have to. That's what we have to do. And so HelloFresh just makes that so much easier. So you can try it yourself, and you can get free breakfast for life if you go to HelloFresh.com/free redacted. That's one free breakfast item per box while the subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life by going to HelloFresh.com/free redacted.
Well, America is the largest human and child trafficking organization in the world, and the reason it's today's top story is because everyone else ignores this story. And I really want to make sure that Redacted is a place that never, ever forgets that this is one of the biggest stains in American history and needs to be addressed. It is verifiable and well documented that America is the largest child trafficking organization in the world. We've documented this countless times here on the show, while the corporate media totally ignores it and covers up this story. Not only ignores it, but they suppress this story. When we cover it here on YouTube, it gets suppressed. So hopefully Rumble pushes it out. We've got to get more attention on this story as these children are being trafficked and humans are being trafficked, even adults in America. But now this investigation has taken an even darker turn with federal officers raiding local police departments and state police raiding local police departments who've uncovered major pieces of the human trafficking story. Are they trying to silence investigators who are hot on their trail? It's hard not to see it any other way. So what exactly happened? Well, last week, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, TBI, last week raided both the Millersville Police Department precinct and the personal residence of its assistant chief of police, Sean Taylor. There he is. That's Sean Taylor, according to Taylor himself. And now it's been confirmed. These files reportedly contained evidence of fraudulent mortgages, human trafficking, election fraud, drug trafficking operations involving members of the United States Congress, attorneys general, and law enforcement officials. And he said these compromised individuals had connections to BRICS nations. BRICS, of course, started out Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, particularly China, though, which seems tied directly to these fraudulent mortgages and land purchases, helping China buy up buildings and land in the United States. We don't know the full details of it. Hopefully we will soon. So they raided Sean Taylor's home and the police department. He released this video, which has now gone viral. He says the TBI, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, seized evidence regarding corruption that they had locally tied to corruption nationally. They knew local officials in Tennessee had tied to national corruption. They took our files, he says, and they are unable to complete these cases.
Wait, wait. So what you're saying is that this guy was investigating bad stuff. He was not doing bad stuff.
Right.
And they took his investigation. Okay, sorry.
Right, and as you'll see, of course, they're trying to then paint him as part of the corruption himself, right, or the police department as part of this. So this is very convenient. Anyway, here's Sean Taylor. Listen to him in his own words, and you be the judge.
Hello, everyone. I'm Assistant Chief Sean Taylor with the Millersville Police Department in Middle Tennessee. Many of you may have seen my video last week regarding the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation raiding our police department and my personal residence. They came and they seized evidence regarding corruption that we had locally that tied into corruption nationally, and they took all of our files so that we are unable to complete these cases. The cases that we've been working on affect every American. They affect us in the mortgages, fraudulent mortgages, human trafficking, narcotics trafficking, and many other crimes. We have crisscrossed the United States talking to state attorney generals, senators, congresspeople, and numerous law enforcement officials throughout the United States. We've identified a major corruption that's transnational It involves the BRICS nations and China and investment companies and fraudulent mortgages on homes here in the United States in very key counties and key states. It goes into the election integrity and fraud, and is creating a geopolitical shift within our political system. This is a multifaceted attack from a foreign adversary who is paying off our local municipal, county, state, and federal politicians to keep from coming to light. We are moving forward with this case in other states and other arenas, even though they have taken our files and our information. This is very important to us. When I say us, I mean we the people. It's time that we the people come together. It's time that we stop allowing ourselves to be segregated by our own government. No matter what race you are, what creed, or what religion you are Americans. We need to stand together as Americans and demand accountability of our elected officials. It's time for this corruption to stop and for us to have our country back so that we know we leave it in the good hands to our children, our grandchildren, because if we don't stand up and do this, we will no longer have a country to hand over to them. I'd like to send a special thanks out to Mark Fincham. He wrote a very good article that all of you can go and read at yournews.com.
Which we'll get to here in a second.
Okay. So, did you have some backup guy? I want to know about that.
Paper also, backup, electronic backup. Well, you take all their computers.
Yeah.
Take all their computers, all of, you know, unless you've got some sort of iCloud backup or some sort of a Google Drive backup or something. I mean, we hope so.
And
right?
In this day and age, you need to say into a camera, I am not suicidal.
Yes. Right? I have no, you know.
I don't have suicidal ideation.
So we should point out here, based on our reporting here at Redacted has uncovered, there is nothing he's saying that is incorrect. What they're trying to hide by raiding his home and the police department, what specifically did they find which members of Congress are compromised in child trafficking operations? I hope we learn their names soon. I hope we learn which law enforcement officials have been involved in these mortgage fraud schemes. Wire fraud, covering up this information. It would be really fascinating to know. But even before he had this job as assistant police chief, the local media tried to discredit him as a far right-wing conspiracy nut. And now they're jumping all over that moniker, saying, look how they, and even look at this, look how they title their articles about Sean Taylor. TBI agents raid Millersville Police Department, home of town's conspiracy cop, as probe intensifies.
Well, if you're a conspiracy cop, they don't need to. Just leave you to your crazy, then. Nobody needs to raid someone who's just stirring up crazy stuff.
Yeah.
They only raid you if you've got stuff they want to see.
Exactly. Exactly. If they come after you, if they attack you, then you know you're on to something. Exactly. So what exactly does he believe that makes him a conspiracy nut? Well, watch how News Channel 5 in Nashville portrays him as a nut. Watch.
Department has started doing investigations into numerous things.
As News Channel 5 Investigates first revealed, Millersville Assistant Police Chief Sean Taylor came to the job earlier this year with a head full of conspiracies.
Al Gore, you're a piece of just so you know.
Claiming that political forces from both parties are involved in child sex trafficking. He was behind the arrest of former Millersville Mayor Tim Lassiter and suggested on right-wing podcasts there was more to come.
Correct. The current mayor right now is backing us 100%. The city manager, chief of police, is backing us 100%.
Yeah, he's a nut for saying that both parties are involved in child trafficking. That is verifiable. It's being run by the Department of Homeland Security through many non-governmental organizations.
If you had said that to me in 2016, I'd be like, oh, come on. But this is the year 2024, and yeah, that sounds about right.
This reporter doesn't know his shit. Study. Pick up a book. Study it. I mean, how many interviews have we had with J.J. Carroll here on the show, friend of the show? He and Ryan Mata, of course, putting together a massive documentary on treason, on the child trafficking in this country. And again, over 500,000 children being, sexually trafficked in this country.
The Department of Homeland Security this month admitted that 300,000 unaccompanied minors have been lost.
That's low.
Inside the U.S. government. So this has happened on the Biden-Harris watch. And yes, Philip's probably right. It has been happening since long before then. But it is at a crescendo right now under the current political leadership.
That was Channel 5 in Nashville. Here's Channel 4 also calling him a conspiracy cop during an interview with the city attorney. Watch.
The warrant requests the phone of Sean Taylor, the city's assistant police chief, who has spoken on podcasts about conspiracy theories.
Should he have a place as a police officer in the Millersville Police Department if he does believe in these conspiracy theories?
We're talking about an individual who has probably been psychologically assessed more than a dozen times, and every time comes out to be to pass with flying colors and no issues. So some people may disagree with his political views, but that doesn't mean that he's a danger to society or anything else.
Should he resign at this point?
Should he resign?
What theories? What's wrong? So prove what he said is wrong.
He's like, these people are committing crimes. I'm investigating it. Like, that's a conspiracy theory. You've got to stop. You have no proof that they've committed the crimes. Like, that's why I'm investigating it, dumbass. Like,
right.
Like, seriously.
And literally, as part of the arrest, or as part of the search documents, included the child sex trafficking information. It's right there in the documents. Yeah. No, these politicians got their hands. They're totally clean. They're not involved in this at all.
Is code for we don't want to hear this or report on it.
Or we're too ignorant to actually look into it. If these two reporters from these two different news stations, who are, of course, you know, they're all part of a corporate media conglomerate, if they actually took time and investigated this, went to the border or interviewed individuals who are literally responsible for handing off children across this country, over 500,000 of these children sexually trafficked, get your head out of your asses. Local media, you are hacks. You are total hacks. Anyway, so they're calling this a conspiracy. Everything they're claiming is a conspiracy we've covered here on the show, in fact, has all been proven as testimony in front of the United States Senate. So you can kiss my ass. So Mark Fincham, Executive Director of Election Fairness Institute, has been investigating a nationwide multi-trillion dollar money laundering scheme that confirms exactly what Sean Taylor is saying. He recommended this article, and it's not a conspiracy at all. I want to put this up on the screen here. This is from Mark Fincham. Says the Honorable Mark Fincham, Executive Director of EFI, the Election Fairness Institute, has also made significant progress in tracking what is known as smurfing, which is a unique type of political money laundering, the same activity that the James O'Keefe Media Group has reported on over the last 18 months, with virtually no meaningful criminal prosecutions. Over the last several months, our investigation has also made a connection between child sex trafficking, highly placed political figures, and media personalities, including a well-known Scripps media company reporter in the Nashville area. Oh, interesting. These are the same Nashville television stations reporting on this. And law enforcement agents as well, with a level of compromise that runs vertically from perpetrators to the Tennessee Attorney General and Inspector General. It's clear the level of corruption is unprecedented. Proof of our pervasive corruption was made manifest on September 4th at approximately 9:45 a.m. when a search warrant was executed on the Millersville Police Department for records and electronic devices. Yeah. So, again, it's interesting that the media, I wonder who in the Nashville media is on this list. Would be really interesting to find out. So they were about to... I'm sorry. Let me go back to that because I forgot the last sentence of this. Listen to this. Sorry. We informed several state attorneys general that we are at the point where we are ready to present cases for grand juries to begin hearing arguments and issuing indictments, including the Tennessee Attorney General. And then suddenly the unthinkable happens. So they were about to present cases to the grand jury issuing indictments. And the TBI, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, swoops in and puts a stop to it because these elites need to be protected at all costs. These elites, of course, need to protect their multi-billion dollar a year child trafficking operations. It's one of the largest money-making operations in the world. Look it up. Also, if you want to understand organ harvesting, go down a rabbit hole of organ harvesting. It'll make you sick to your stomach. You'll never hear that on the mainstream media. These children just being used and thrown away. Makes me sick. Mortgage fraud, and so much more on this list. Makes any sense? Follow the money, of course, in all of this. Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris administration is actively trying to block key child predatory laws and in the new UN treaty on human trafficking. The Biden administration, along with the EU, doesn't want it to be a problem for people to have access and share child pornography. They don't want it to be a crime as part of the United Nations international treaty for criminalizing child pornography. Yes, in fact, one of the delegates during the panel discussion, at the UN said, quote, there are national laws children made as of the age of 14 and above to have sexual intercourse. Any countries have similar national legislation. Our national understanding is that children above the age of 14 have a right to develop these sexual relationships. Children at any age may choose to have a sexual relationship with a person that is, for example, 19 years old, therefore an adult. The children might produce pictures in the course of that engagement and share them with each other. And so they don't want them to be criminalized. So this also, of course, protects pedophiles who are not 19 years old and do not have relationships with 14-year-olds. A 52-year-old man, for instance, could be actively involved in this. It's disgusting. So why is the Biden-Harris administration defending this at the United Nations? So it'd be interesting to see tonight during the debate, during the presidential debate, if any of these types of questions come up from ABC News on human trafficking. Why the Harris-Biden administration, one of the largest purveyors of child trafficking in the world. Mm-hmm. But they won't. David Muir from ABC News, who's doing the debate tonight, he's not going to ask that question.
Surely not.
He'll ask.
Possible that Donald Trump brings it up, but, you know, she would hit back of you and the cages in the border and muck it all up. But, again, the data shows that more lost children have crossed the border into the United States during the Biden-Harris administration, and she should not be let off the hook for that. So we'll see.
It's infuriating. I mean,
yeah.
I keep coming back to this. I just don't know how, and I can't wrap my head around how this is not one of the most discussed stories in the world, in the United States. It should lead every nightly newscast. These children that are coming across the border, these children that are being ferreted around by these elites in the United States, these government officials who are a part of it. And then when we start to look into it and investigate it, you know, they swoop in and they issue warrants for arrests.
That's wild.
So Sean Taylor, I don't know the full story of Sean Taylor, but, you know, it sounds like a total cover up to me. So we'll keep watching this story. Anyway, a lot more news.
And we don't accept the term conspiracy theory. You can tell us something and tell us why it's wrong.
Yeah.
But you can't just shut down a conversation with the word conspiracy. So what are the things that he's looking at and tell us why that those things are not true? That's a Trump card and I hate it. Like transphobic or Putin apologist. Nope, not here. Not on Redacted.
Exactly. So
we have more news to get to. We're going to talk about how Lockheed Martin is building a tool of mass surveillance. Why would a weapons maker do that? Why don't you come up with some ideas on why you think they might do that? And we'll talk about it. Also, the U.S. now admits that they sabotage peace in Ukraine. We knew that, but now we know it. And there's blood on the hands of the U.S. State Department.
And that's
for
why
sure.
That's why we added an extra B to the word sabotage, because it's so much sabotage.
Oh.
It's double sabotage.
Listen, OEO, it's a sabotage. All right. Before we do that, though.
Before we get there, we are going to talk about our friends over at Shopify, because they have been supporting us from, I think, the very beginning, years now. Shopify has been supporting independent media. They support what we say and do here. They don't censor us. They allow us to continue our show. They are a great company. And in fact, we built our entire Redacted store using Shopify. It's an e-commerce platform. It's an all-in-one e-commerce platform that integrates with anything that you're doing. So if you want to sell t-shirts, books, my son this summer had it in his head that he wanted to start a business with his friend, and they spent hours, like 8 hours every day, coming up with concepts on how they were going to like launch their store. They were designing things, drawing things, building things, and then they took advantage. I said, all right, you're going to launch your Shopify store, son. You got to use our code, and you'll get for $1 per month trial period. Try it out. So they launched like a water guns store. They got to make water guns.
Yep.
Anyway, and they did it on Shopify, and you can try it too if you want to launch something. You have an idea for some kind of craft that you've been making. Maybe that's a pet food item that you've been, you know, in your home, whatever it is, whether it's a digital good, you want to become an entrepreneur, or you just want to make your website better overall. That's where Shopify comes in. So just go to shopify.com/redacted, $1 per month trial period, and give it a try. Upgrade your business, get the same checkout, that your favorite, you know, business uses. Like, you know, if you're, I don't know, McDonald's or some other business that you love going to, maybe you shop on some sort of a website on a regular basis and you love the checkout process, you can get that same experience using Shopify. And same with our Redacted store. redactedstore.com. But anyway, check them out. Go to shopify.com/redacted. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period. Shopify.com/redacted.
Well, Lockheed Martin is working on a tool to detect and defeat disinformation. It is essentially a tool of mass surveillance. They're not going to use it on you, they say. Don't worry about that, right? No. What do you think they're going to use this for? Let's take a look. This came at a cost of $37.2 million. It was from a grant from the U.S. government. So you paid for this. You paid for them to spy on you. So why would a weapons maker want this algorithm tool? The idea makes me a little nervous. What about you? The tool is called Semaphore, and it is ready to be deployed. It already has been developed. We're going to watch the whole video. It's about a minute and a half long of how they tell us what it is and why they need it. So watch.
Seeing is not believing, especially in the age of artificial intelligence.
The technology itself is neutral.
The possibilities are endless and a little frightening.
When you think about the catastrophic potential to public trust from deepfake attacks.
A viral fake picture followed by a real dip in the markets Monday.
There is another front on this war tonight, disinformation.
AI being used as a propaganda tool.
We are way past the point of no return on this.
We're not gonna get rid of it. It's not possible.
Everybody's like, we need to get a handle on this problem. We need to do something, but nobody knows what to do.
Research investments in countering deepfakes have seeded an opportunity space that is timely, necessary, and poised to grow. With the help of industry and academia around the world, the Semantic Forensics Program developed hundreds of analytics and methods to help organizations and individuals protect themselves against the threats of manipulated media. Their work has systematically driven down developmental risks and has paved the way for a new era of defenses against this mounting threat. Now, we're calling on the broader community to take what we've started and bolster the ecosystem needed to defend authenticity in a digital world.
Okay, so the broader community, that means you, they want you to submit to everything being scanned because they say we can't distinguish between deep fakes and real videos. So they're going to scan for us. Well, what will they scan? Everything. News, the internet, entertainment media, text, audio, images, video. That's what's being called large-scale automated disinformation attacks are supposed to be detected and then labeled as false by this tool. Now, this was developed by DARPA, the U.S. Defense Department of Advanced Research Projects Agency. The prototype is already in the works and it costs taxpayers $37.2 million to be used abroad, of course, to protect you because you don't know any better. You might see something and believe something they don't want you to believe. So they need to tell you what to believe and what not. But of course, we know that this will be a dragnet of what we post to, not just deep fakes and misinformation. Plus, this goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. The U.S. government has a crap track record on disinformation. Can you think of a time when they warned us about disinformation and that actually served to protect us?
No.
Anytime. Well, okay, the COVID pandemic? No, they told us that.
No, they blocked it, suppressed it.
Right. They told us the vaccine could stop the spread of COVID and anything to suggest otherwise was disinformation. They got an F on that. Philip, were you going to think of something? You had something?
No, I was just agreeing. No, I cannot think of a single time.
Can't think of anything. Hunter Biden's laptop? No, they told us that was disinformation. Turned out to be true. Russian election in the 2016 Trump campaign? They spread that disinformation. That was theirs.
Yeah, they created that.
They created, right?
Using a steel dossier.
They told us it was disinformation that led us to vote a certain way by using disinformation. Russian influence on Twitter, the Democrats created that disinformation. So never have they warned us about something that was disinformation that ended up protecting us. Never.
Hulik in our chat says, Natalie and Clayton will be scanned too. They'll probably say they have COVID after the digital scan. I don't know what that means.
Okay, sure.
They're using naked scanning, right?
Yeah, I've thought about this a lot. Like, if there was an AI fake of me naked, would I be upset about it? If it wasn't actually me, I'm sure I would feel very violated by that. But
yeah,
that's a tangent. I don't know why I went there.
You'd be weirded out by it. Like,
yeah.
Would you? If it was like not you?
I'd be really weirded out because nobody has my image. So how the hell did you get that to begin with?
Right.
Right.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, yeah, you. No one's ever seen Philip. Yeah, there's no image of Philip anywhere. You only hear his voice. So, yeah, that'd be really weird.
There was this kid in Australia who took his classmates in middle school and made fake nude pictures of them. And they were all really upset. If it were if someone did that to my daughter, I'd be pissed.
Oh, I'd hunt them down.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how I'd feel if it was me. And I was like, but that's not me. Why do I care?
Sorry, bastards.
I didn't mean to take you on that tangent. That's where my brain went. Okay, so again, the U.S. government says that they're going to weed out disinformation, even though they've never appropriately warned us about disinformation to protect us from anything. And they don't prove here that deep fakes have been a problem. They can't prove real world harm. So what will they use this for? What I worry about is that they'll take real images and tell us that that's fake. That's straight out of 1984. So you see, let's say Zelensky saying, we got the U.S. to agree to funding the war in Ukraine for another decade, which he did say. And we can all get upset about that and say, we absolutely don't want to do that. And the U.S. government will say, no, that's a deep fake. He didn't say that. Or what have you. That's just an innocent use of that tool, right? But they are going to tell us what they're seeing, what we are actually seeing is not true. And we've seen that happening already. Go ahead, Philip.
Well, not to mention the fact that, like, in doing this, they have to be aware that if they start going after deep fakes that are out there, all they're doing, there's like, you'll say they have 20 smart people on their team creating this software. There's hundreds of thousands of people out there that are going to progress AI even further. They're already behind. They will never catch up. They can't catch up.
Yes.
They're just going to make it harder and harder for AI to be detected.
Right. Now, the one part in this video that sort of made me think is the part that says, well, everyone agrees this is a problem, but no one wants to do anything. And so they're making the case that, well, someone's got to do something and that someone should be the government. I'm going to let Thomas Sowell, economist and thinker and one of my favorite conservative voices and authors, I'm going to let him have the last word on when someone says the government should do something.
When people say things like, the government has to do something, I say, have you ever studied what happens when the government does something compared to what happens when they don't do anything? And for 150 years, the government of the United States did nothing when there was a depression. No depression during all those 150 years was ever as bad as the Great Depression of the 1930s, in which the government did more than it had ever done before in its entire history. The stock market crash occurred in October 1929.
Right.
2 months later, unemployment peaked at 9%. And then it started declining. And by June of 1930, it was down to 6.3%. That was when the first government intervention took place. And within 6 months, it was in double digits. And it stayed in double digits for the entire decade of the 1930s.
Okay. So even if we were to collectively agree that someone has to do something about deepfakes, I know who I do not want to do something, and that's the U.S. intelligence community. So let me know what you think of this tool of mass surveillance that we paid for. We have more news to get to. We're going to talk about sabotaging peace agreements in Ukraine as people continue to die there. We're going to talk about the 9/11 Commission report and all of the lies therein. So it's a busy show, busy week. But first,
someone in the chat said, Peter Johnson says, reporting uncritically lurid tales of missing children is garbage journalism. Okay, just put that out there, Peter. Thank you for that. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, so I'll tell you where that report comes from. Just give me a minute then, because that came from a recent, where was that? 300,000 missing children, unaccompanied minors.
Yes, it was presented in front of the United States Senate. Yes.
Yeah, I can't find the source
along
now.
With
it was
whistleblowers from inside DHS.
Yes, whistleblowers inside the Department of Homeland Security and eyewitnesses, and specifically people who were responsible for taking these children under the Department of Homeland Security. How's that? I'm sorry. To me, it's one of the most important stories in America right now. And to not care how high this goes and to which government departments are facilitating this, which NGOs are making billions of dollars off of this, whether it's the Catholic Charities or others. is, I mean, to me, that's treason.
Okay, I'm just going to turn my laptop around and show you that this comes from the Department of Homeland Security. You can look up this report for yourself, dated August 19th, 2024. Called Management Alert, ICE Cannot Monitor All Unaccompanied Migrant Children. And it talks about how they are sexually abused, killed, lost, and that law enforcement can do nothing about it. So I'm giving you a middle finger for saying that that is, what did they call it? Unsubstantiated?
Garbage. Yeah. Yeah. Said, yeah.
Okay, middle finger to you for that comment.
But hey, we welcome all people. You know, if you're a fan of child trafficking, Peter, you're totally welcome to join us here.
No, we don't.
I like more coverage of these individuals. So if Peter's a big fan of this kind of stuff, then great. Then hey, hopefully people are watching. We've got more news here on the show that infuriates me.
We need a middle finger emoji or like
something
that
middle finger
put on the screen. Yeah. We'll work on that.
Like, just
that
imagine.
Comment.
I think what you just did was better. You gave the receipts.
Yes. I don't know. Anyway, okay, we got more news to get to here. Yes. But first, we want to tell you about our friends over at 5G Free. Now, yesterday we talked all about the World Health Organization saying, oh, nothing to see here. 5G is fine. Cell phones don't cause cancer. There's no problems at all. Go ahead and start using all those things. There was over 5,000 different studies. They chose, 67 to look at in the 60s? And they left out all of these other studies about it. Oh, that's okay. But I want to talk about the things that people are afraid to say out loud. Who's in control of America's nukes? It's not Biden. Meanwhile, we have Russian ships off the coast of Florida, full-blown wars in Ukraine and Israel. And every prepper needs to have a radio Gardasil. It's the only FDA-approved drug to treat radioactive fallout. The feds have it until now. That's why we partnered with 5G Free, the only company in the world that has a supply of radio Gardasil and the ability to prescribe it prophylactically. And get their radiation emergency kit with radio Gardasil, potassium iodide, Zofran, and Geiger counter. There's simply no other tool in your arsenal to protect yourself against radioactive threat. So go to 5gfree.com/redacted. Use the code redacted to save 10%. I have a radiation kit. We have one here in our house, and you should too. That's 5gfree.com/redacted and use the code redacted. We should always be curious about how when these big companies like or the World Health Organization tells us nothing to see here, don't worry about anything. And the FDA, by the way, and the United States government has the largest stockpile of it, and they won't let other people get a hold of it. It took the team at Rumble months to get access to Radio Gardasil. And now they've partnered with 5G Free to be able to bring that to us. So anyway, go check it out right now. 5gfree.com/redacted. Have one, keep one in your house for hopefully not a radioactive rainy day, but 10% off at checkout with the code redacted.
Well, the U.S. sabotaged peace in Ukraine, could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives, and chose not to. This was the admission of former U.S. State Department official and Death Eater, Victoria Nuland. She admitted this week that the U.S. and the U.K. discouraged Ukraine from signing a peace deal with Russia in 2022. She says that Ukraine asked for their advice late in the game. I don't believe that for one hot second. And the U.S. was just helping them out, and they found that the contract was not favorable for Ukraine, and so they talked him out of it. Now, there is no way that her bloody hands were not involved early in the game. She gives us this late in the game bullshit, so watch how she explains this.
The moment that made you a star of Russian propaganda.
First of all, there were sandwiches. Let's just be clear.
So you started feeding the Soviet army.
I was feeding the Soviet army. Somehow Putin's forgotten about that.
The conspiracy organized by the Americans.
You know, drunk Russian men.
That sounds very
okay.
Extreme.
Okay, this is not going actually to the clip that I thought it was. I apologize. So we will put that in later. This is the wrong clip, and I that's probably my fault, and I didn't check it, so I apologize. But what she says in this podcast is that they identified deep in the contract a stipulation that showed that Ukraine could not keep weapons, but Russia could, and that Russia would not withdraw from the regions that it currently occupies. And so they talked Ukraine out of this, but Ukraine was otherwise going to sign this peace agreement, which would have precluded hundreds of thousands of deaths. She's saying that Ukraine could not otherwise understand what they were about to sign because, thank goodness for the U.S., Ukraine is too stupid, basically, she's saying.
We signed document. We don't know what it says. We need good Americans. Come
I mean,
in
presumably,
and help us.
I don't know the language that those documents were in, but thank goodness for the U.S. We saved them from
peace.
Yeah, we saved them from living the Ukraine, these innocent Ukrainian men. Now,
they
Newland
almost got out of our pocket.
They almost lived. Newland.
We almost weren't able to control their land through our subsidiaries in BlackRock and Vanguard and buy up all of their land and have them be, under the thumb of the IMF and the World Bank for the next 150 years.
They could have been peaceful and prosperous without us, and that would have been a disaster. Now, she's been working on this war for decades. She's the same woman who engineered the war with Russia by supporting the opposition government in Ukraine since at least 2014, she was caught on a phone call discussing this evil plot to overthrow the government of Ukraine in 2014 because that government was on good terms with Russia, and she didn't want that. She wanted a war. She wanted to use Ukraine to have a war with Russia. Her and the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine at the time, Jeffrey Pyatt, were on a leaked phone call discussing this evil plot. And she said, F the EU, because she knew the EU wouldn't exactly want a war between Ukraine and Russia. Listen.
Great, I think, to help glue this thing and have the UN help glue it. And, you know, F the EU.
But that is exactly what reportedly happened between U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland and U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Jeffrey Pyatt. The exchange has since surfaced online, including the crude swipe at the European Union. The audio clip of a woman and man, said to be Nuland and Pyatt, hears them discussing strategies to work with the three main opposition figures.
I don't think Cleach should go into the government. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a good idea.
In terms of him not going into the government, just let him sort of stay out and do his political homework and stuff. I'm just thinking, in terms of sort of the process moving ahead, we want to keep the moderate Democrats together. The problem is going to be Tanibok and his guys. And, you know, I'm sure that's part of what Yanukovych is calculating on all of this.
I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience.
Okay, we can, for a lot more politics from there. What they are discussing is overthrowing the Ukrainian president, Yanukovych, which happened so that they can install a pro-Western government in Ukraine, which happened. This evil plot worked. She got the war she wanted. She should be disqualified for politics instead of continually
getting promoted,
because she has a lot of blood on her hands. And after that coup, in which the U.S. did install a U.S. puppet government in Ukraine, the extremist Ukrainian army was given free range to kill, bomb, and torture anyone who is pro-Russian or ethnic Russian in the Donbas region between 2014 and 2022, when Russia then took over that region in the war we've got now. Again, it was not an unprovoked attack from Putin's whims. Instead, those five mayors of those regions asked Russia to come and protect them, like they had done for Crimea in 2014. Russian parliament voted on this. The media lies when they say it was an unprovoked whim of Putin. And Ukraine has now sacrificed hundreds of thousands of innocent men fighting Russia to get that land back, to resume torturing them if they even have any army left. Now, early in 2022, Ukraine was about to sign this peace agreement with Russia, but the U.S. stepped in to sabotage that through the U.K. stooge, Boris Johnson. This has been reported over and over again. Basically, what we have here is her justifying that and saying, yes, that's true. So many officials have confirmed that. In fact, in January, this member of the Ukrainian negotiating team said they'd even popped champagne over this peace deal that never came to be.
You came back with the negotiating party.
Yes, completely. Yes, it was successful. We opened the champagne bottle, you know, for this because
opened a bottle of champagne in this.
Yes, because it was completely successful negotiations. When this
Now, think of you're the family of someone who has died since and think they almost didn't have to go to that war. It was almost a peace agreement, and just how much of a punch in the gut this is below the belt. Now, this was 2 years ago, and how many people have died since? Now, the numbers are all over the place, but we think we can be pretty sure they're between 200,000 and 350,000 innocent Ukrainian men that were thrown at this war in order to get that territory back that doesn't want them, that they have been torturing and murdering. And so why? Let's look at the state of the war, because we've been tracking this since June of 2023 when this so-called counteroffensive happened, which nothing ever came of. Again, this sort of dark gray next to the red is, and then east of that, is the contested region that want to join Russia. The red is the area that Russia currently controls and that Ukraine wants back. And as you can see, since that counteroffensive and all of those deaths, Ukraine has not won back any land at all. In fact, if you look at the blue dots, when the counteroffensive started, Ukraine was at least fighting for this land. Now, the blue dots on the right, Ukraine is not even there anymore. They're just attacking Russia nonsensically. They're fighting dirty. They're not actually trying to get that region back. And as of this month, they're just, again, in the Kursk region. They're inside Moscow. They're not fighting at all. They just want to provoke an all-out war with Russia. Well, now Russia says that it has a plan to stop the attacks in the Kursk region. They're not saying exactly how, but Russia has been very effective at bombing Ukraine's weapon stocks and sort of stopping them in their tracks from where they can find what where it's hidden, because it's we've had many reports that they're hidden in plain sight, their weaponry. Meanwhile, they are gaining ground in the Donbas region, which may be easier now because Ukraine is not even fighting there. Russia announced they had liberated four new territories in the Donetsk People's Republic. So Ukraine will not, cannot, in my opinion, should not regain control of these regions, because they've been torturing those people. So instead, they're sending their attacks inside Russia, which, again, President Biden told us, he promised us that they would not use our weapons to attack Russia directly. And they're doing it. And no one is watching, because where the hell is Biden? Do we even have a president? They can just do this. Maybe because the U.S. now has no president to babysit, that's why they're playing dirty and attacking civilian regions. Now, they've always attacked civilians in Western Ukraine. That's not new. What's new is that they're attacking civilians in Russia. They bombed apartment complexes overnight. So who's going to stop them? Joe Biden? Clearly not. Kamala Harris? No. The U.S. stopped them from peace. We're clearly not going to stop them from playing dirty. And guess how the mainstream media has reported to this, responded to this report that we sabotage peace? The person who posted it on X, Ivan Kachanovsky, posted this saying, despite this tweet having exceeded 1 million views and 4,500 retweets, there is a mainstream media blackout of admission by Nuland that the Ukraine-Russia peace deal, which was close to being finalized, fell apart. They don't care. Ukraine could have had peace. They didn't. We stopped it for our own gain. The media doesn't care. We care. We care very much because of all of the deaths that have happened since and the premise of this war, which is based on a lie. But a lot of people don't. So we're going to stick on this story. It's effing terrible.
It is indeed. We won't go there. All right, we got more news to get to here on the show. And hey, someone actually did mention the Khazars, and I'd love to do a deep dive on that, actually, about the nomadic Turkish people in that region. So, yeah, we would absolutely be wide open to that. Look, we are not controlled by anybody. We do any stories we want on here. It's just a matter of what gets us banned and blocked on YouTube on a regular basis. So, but we will cover all of that. And, you know, there's a lot of channels being taken down right now because of the election. Obviously, the powers that be want a certain narrative out there, and so channels are being demonetized, removed of content, and this is going to get even worse over the next 50 days as we head into the election. So thank you to our audience on Rumble, thank you to you guys on YouTube as well, and thank you to guys on X. We appreciate you guys supporting us here, and thank you for subscribing to our channel. We do have more news to get to. We're going to talk about the 9/11 Commission report. Remember, this is our week-long look at 9/11. We think the number one way to honor the victims of 9/11 is to tell the truth about what happened that day. And we're covering it from multiple angles, from the hijackings to the buildings to those involved. And today we're going to look at the 9/11 Commission report. And then after today's show, we will be premiering an interview. We'll be premiering an interview. I want to say live, but it's not live. So after the show ends, automatically it should redirect you to the interview that I just did with Kevin Ryan on the failure of America's air defenses on that day and how they mysteriously all went offline. We're going to look at that today. But first,
we want to tell you about our friends over at American Financing, because interest rates are starting to come down, but the burden on the American family finance has not. Wages are flat, expenses are up, inflation is terrible. So if you're a homeowner and you're frustrated with that cycle, then maybe you can take 10 minutes and call American Financing and see if they can help you learn to break this cycle. What they do is teach you to change out bad debt for good debt and leverage your assets, and your main asset may be in your home. If you are a homeowner, you may have equity that you can use and leverage, because that's what wealthy people do all the time, is they leverage their assets. They don't just buy a home and then hunker down and say, okay, we're done. Absolutely not. They leverage their assets in order to build wealth, and you can do that too. So you can call them right now at 866-890-8434. That's 866-890-8434. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net/redacted and download your free report for how you can learn this. Again, we're not telling you to do it. We're telling you to learn it, because once you learn it, you can make an informed decision on whether or not this works for your family finances. So again, visit AmericanFinancing.net/redacted.
Well, most people believe the official narrative of what happened on 9/11, thanks to this book, the 9/11 Commission Report. They even turned it into a children's book. Did you know that? So that children could suck down this BS narrative. But that's how most Americans, it became a big bestseller. It was a New York Times bestseller, and a lot of people read this thing. On November 2002, the United States Congress and President George W. Bush established the law, which was the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks upon the United States, also known as the 9/11 Commission. This final report was presented to the media, to the White House, as a case closed. Nothing more to see here. Muslims attacked, hijacked planes, attacked our infrastructure, killed 3,000 Americans. Case closed. No more questions. Just like the Warren Commission report, no more questions about the assassination of JFK. Please, we're done. We've moved on. But of course, it's not case closed. The 9/11 Commission report is full of propaganda, gaping holes, clear omissions. And I think the omissions are the most glaring problems here. Leaving out key witnesses, bomb materials found in the dust, FBI whistleblowers who throw open wide how much of a BS sandwich this whole thing was. And much, much more. So today we're going to blow a hole in the 9/11 Commission report, show you what was left out, what was hidden by the deep state cabal that, of course, organized this massive false flag attack on America in order to drive us into a permanent war in the Middle East, push through a Patriot Act, of course, that removes our civil liberties and controls all of us. Now, I spoke to Kevin Ryan, who's one of the best 9/11 investigators in the world. He says the biggest problems with the 9/11 Commission report are the omissions and the distortions, like ignoring World Trade Center Building 7, testimony from whistleblowers, basing the report on false torture testimony, which we know, you know, testimony you're getting during torture is a load of garbage, right? The videos of which were completely destroyed. Why did they destroy a bunch of videos? Like, wouldn't you like to see a plane maybe not going into the Pentagon? Like, what actually went in from the gas station that they had footage of at the Pentagon? Like, I'd like to see that video. Why did the FBI destroy it? It's interesting, right? Why'd they leave that out of the 9/11 Commission report? Video of the incident that you destroyed? Failing to investigate crucial aspects like insider trading and hijackers showing up alive later on. Did you know that? And its claims to have found no evidence for certain central points in the 9/11 Commission report, like thermite material discovered in the dust on 9/11, by the way, at the World Trade Center. Completely ignoring Building 7 in your report. How does Building 7 collapse? I'm just going to leave that out of the report. Here's a list of some of the main concerns. Buckle up. Okay, guys, we're going to go through all of these here. Many of them documented by David Ray Griffin's list of 115 lies in the 9/11 Commission report, in addition to others that I've added from my own research and other investigators who've contributed here to Redacted. I'm contributing all of those here. And this is not a complete list. I just want to be very clear. This is just a smidge of a list that we're going to go through here. Now, let's start with Philip Zelikow, okay? Philip Zelikow, the executive director of the commission, has been accused of having conflicts of interest due to his prior ties to the Bush administration. Of course, Zelikow had close relationships with officials involved in national security, policies that were scrutinized by the commission, raising concerns about potential bias, of course. There were people who resigned from the commission, left the commission over this. But we're going to, you know, not talk about that. Insider trading. The 9/11 report ignored the massive amounts of 9/11 insider trading. Over a dozen governments initiated investigations into the 9/11 insider trading. The SEC flagged a number of people and companies, but the FBI and the 9/11 Commission report didn't bother to even question them. The suspects involved in the insider trading and simply responded that these people were not associated with Al-Qaeda. Oh, they're not associated with Al-Qaeda, but they made a lot of money off of insider trading before 9/11 happened. But they're not associated with Al-Qaeda, so we're not going to investigate them. Okay, gotcha. All right, let's talk about the omissions, because to me this is the biggest issue here. The report did not adequately explore the role of foreign governments, including Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Israel. In fact, the 9/11 report only mentions the word Israel six times in over 570 pages. And no mention of the two Mossad agents who were caught, arrested, and dancing and high-fiving one another, along with five other people. They were held in prison for over 70 days. Then Michael Chertoff let them out. They went back to Israel. They admitted in testimony that they were there to simply document the events. What? Okay. We're here to document the events. Okay. But they're dancing, high-fiving each other. Bye-bye. But no mention of those in the 9/11 Commission report. The omission of evidence that at least six of the alleged hijackers are still alive. Yes, still alive, including Waleed Al-Sherdi, who was said to, by the commission, probably to have stabbed a flight attendant on Flight 11 before it crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. He's still alive.
What?
Mm-hmm. No mention of that, though, in the 9/11 Commission report or the others. The omission of evidence about Mohammed Atta, such that it was reported, well known, that he had a fondness for alcohol. He loved pork and he loved lap dances. But that's in tension with the 9/11 Commission's report that tried to paint him as fanatically religious. It's the opposite of that, according to the reports. But they left that out of the 9/11 Commission report.
Yeah, that's not in the Quran.
The obfuscation of the evidence that Hani Hanjour was too poor of a pilot to have flown the airliner into the Pentagon. The guy couldn't even fly a plane. He couldn't fly a small plane, let alone a jet airliner, and do maneuvers descending at 10,000 feet per minute, maneuvers that even advanced aviation pilots couldn't pull off. But this guy, he could pull it off? No, he couldn't. The complete omission by evidence of the flight instructor and the FBI whistleblower that said he had total inability to be able to fly these aircraft. That's left out of the 9/11 Commission report. The omission of the fact that the publicly released flight manifest contained no Arab names. None of their names were on the flight manifests. That could explain why so many of them are still alive. The omission of the fact that the fire has never before or after 9/11 caused a steel frame building to collapse. But this one did, remarkably. The omission of the fact that the thermite dust was found in the debris of the towers, pointing to the fact that these were all controlled demolitions. No mention of the thermite dust in these 9/11 report, in the 9/11 Commission report. The omission of eyewitness reports, including live reports from CNN on camera, saying there's no evidence of a plane hitting the Pentagon. There's no airplane debris at all.
Actually, it was Bob Franken with an eyewitness who said it appeared that that Boeing 757, the American jet, American Airlines jet, landed short of the Pentagon. Can you give us any better idea of how much of the plane actually impacted the building?
You know, it might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon and then caused the side to collapse. Now, even though if you look at the pictures of the Pentagon, you see that the floors have all collapsed, that didn't happen immediately. It wasn't until almost about 45 minutes later that the structure was weakened.
Yeah. So what he's just talking about there, the omission of the fact that there are photos showing the Pentagon's West Wing facade did not collapse until 30 minutes after the strike, but CNN reported 45 minutes, and that the entrance hole appears too small for a Boeing 757 to have entered it. Yeah, but that's not in the commission's report. What about Larry Silverstein, whose comments on Building 7? Pull it! Pull it! The omission of all testimony that has been used to cast doubt on whether remains of a Boeing 57 were visible either inside or outside the Pentagon. That's left out of the report. The omission of the fact that the pictures from various security cameras, including the camera at the gas station across the street from the Pentagon, the film from which was reportedly confiscated by the FBI immediately after the strike, which could show us the answers of what really hit the Pentagon, that was removed, and the FBI did not include that in their report. Why? Good question. The omission of Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld's reference to the missile used to damage the Pentagon. Whoops, slip of the tongue. The omission of the fact that the steel from the World Trade Center buildings was quickly removed from the crime scene and shipped overseas before it could be analyzed for evidence of explosives and any thermite dust. The omission of the fact that because Building 7 had been evacuated before it collapsed, the official reason for the rapid removal of steel, that some people might still be alive in the rubble under that steel, made no sense at all in the case. The omission of Mayor Giuliani's statement that he had received word that the World Trade Center was going to collapse. That's left out of the report. The omission of the fact that the President Bush's brother Marvin and his cousin Wirt Walker were all both principals in the company in charge of security for the World Trade Center. The omission of the fact that World Trade Building 7, which was not hit by an airplane, had small localized fire, somehow collapsed, and it occurred that FEMA admitted it could not explain. The omission of many first responders, reporters, and local police who witnessed explosions in the Twin Towers and Building 7. All of those eyewitnesses are left out of the report. The omission of the fact that given the hypothesis of the collapses were caused by fire, the South Tower, which was struck later than the North Tower and also had smaller fires, somehow collapsed first. Why is that left out of the report? And why that would have happened? The omission of the fact that the collapse of the Twin Towers, like that of Building 7, exemplified at least 10 features suggesting controlled demolitions. No mention of controlled demolitions in this report. So many more questions we could go on and on about. NORAD's response, the failure of the air defense systems on that particular day, the lack of transparency and operations around Al-Qaeda. Who funds Al-Qaeda? Who actually created Al-Qaeda? Bing, bing, bing. Do you have an answer, Natalie?
Yeah.
Who created Al-Qaeda?
We do that.
Yes, the United States.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting that we can then put the blame on Al-Qaeda in all of this, right? And of course, the major failure to explore alternative theories about this. So they left out so much, omitted so much eyewitness testimony, not only from government whistleblowers, individuals involved in the process, all of it. And they don't offer any sort of suggestive alternative as to what could have gone on that particular day. Case closed, according to the 9/11 Commission report.
We also fund Al-Qaeda spinoffs. We like those, too.
We love Al-Qaeda spinoffs.
Game of Thrones spinoffs. We like Al-Nusra. ISIS. We like Hamas. Yeah. We like all of them. We fund all of them.
We fund all of those terrorists.
We do that.
Yeah, and then we claim that, let's talk about it. Israel and the United States created Hamas, right? So we actively armed them and funded them.
Yeah.
So
same with Al-Nusra to get a war in Syria that we want so badly.
As the Wizard of Oz says, you need a good enemy, right, to carry out these forever wars. So the 9/11 Commission report should be kept in everyone's bathroom and used as toilet paper. We're going to continue our coverage of the 9/11 and all of the stories that have been covered up for many, many years. Coming up here in just a moment, we are are going to interview Kevin Ryan. So this is part of our continuing coverage. And what we're going to do is we're going to end the show in just a moment here on Redacted. And when we end the show, if you're watching us on YouTube, there's a function that it should redirect you to our live premiere, our interview with Kevin Ryan about the failure of the air defenses on that day. If you're watching us on Rumble, we will also launch the video there simultaneously. So you should be able to go to our channel and watch it there. And I think, I'm not sure exactly how it's going to play it on X as well. So we should have it there. So I don't know how that works with X. It's a new, they're embracing video over there on X as much as they can. So anyway, thank you guys so much for subscribing. I should mention tonight we will have live coverage of the debate for our Redacted Plus members. So if you are a Redacted Plus member, you can join us by coming to redacted.inc. And for the price of a cup of coffee once a month, you can support independent journalism. And you can join us in our locals community tonight. We're going to kick back and watch the debate live. So hopefully hundreds of you will join us and enjoy the presidential.
You make it sound like it's going to be relaxing. I doubt that will be the case.
It'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be very interesting to see what kind of questions are asked by the ABC News anchors.
None of these are adjectives that I would describe for,
get your popcorn,
for this event.
Get your popcorn. Get a bag of chips.
Relaxing.
Yeah. Get your cocktail of choice.
Yeah. All right. You can provide us some alternative adjectives that you might use to describe, but we'll break it down. Also, if you're not a Redacted member, we'll break it down throughout the week as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah?
Yeah. So stay right here right now, because if you're watching us on YouTube, it should redirect you right now to our interview with Kevin Ryan, expert on the failure of the air defense systems and all of that on 9/11. So please watch that. That's how we're honoring the victims, by telling the truth of what happened that day. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you guys tomorrow or tonight on our live stream for the debate. Good night, everyone.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.